is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumbaugh.
Thank you, Carol O'Brien. The news you missed is brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More with two locations, Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Pitbull Tobacco and More, for locals by locals. We start the news you missed this morning on Capitol Hill, where Tuesday night the president delivered his first ever State of the Union address. Previous presidents have said, you never forget your first one. You're incredibly nervous. You have a hard time getting started, and then it's over far too soon. Those presidents also talked about making speeches. President Trump spoke for about an hour and 20 minutes, and then in a move thought to be impossible, or a non-move actually, did not send out a single tweet for over the next 14 hours.
Wow.
Probably because his staff hid his phone in a place that he would never find it. The White House gym. Netflix under fire this week for title confusion. Check this out. Several customers complained that when they sat down to watch the smash hit series Stranger Things this week, they were actually shown a late night special called Stranger's Things. Those that stayed with the program say there's a big black monster that barely fits in the Upside Down.
Oh, God.
Amazon.com, you got some splaining to do. This week, Amazon pulled an entire line of apparel and accessories, which featured a likeness of the Egyptian pyramids with the caption, "Slavery gets shite done."
What?
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. Spokesman for Amazon said this was being offered by a third-party vendor. And by the way, shite is my word, not theirs.
Right,
theirs
yeah.
was the real word, right?
Yeah.
Said it was offered by a third-party vendor and that the company took action as soon as it was aware of the situation. Now, no word yet on Amazon's whites-only bath products or their complete line of Blame the Muslims loungewear.
Oh, my
God. So we haven't. We're still working on. We're asking. Facing slowing sales, Starbucks this week is rolling out a new product, the Starbucks Rewards Credit Card. Ooh. Using the card will gain you points that you can redeem at
Starbucks.
Wait for it. Yes, Starbucks!
Cool, good idea.
The card is $49 a year, or roughly three cups of coffee.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's reasonable.
Sounds about right.
And finally this morning, some sad news from Sweden, where we learned this week that IKEA founder Ingvar Kamprad passed away last month at the age of 91. Doctors say they're not surprised. Following a recent surgery, there were apparently a couple of pieces left over.
Oh, Lord.
According to those in attendance, you've never seen so many couples fighting at a funeral. Every week, I can't do anything with you. Stories of all kinds make up the news. So do I. For the news you missed on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumbaugh.